gotcha. It's my button. Hunter's.
I will break your finger.
Hunter is touching my button.
You I always touch your buttons.
You pervert. Gross. Hey, what movie's coming out this weekend?
Pet Sematary. Can't wait.
Have you seen the previews for it?
I have not.
Yeah, you haven't watched the preview. Not a single trailer for it.
No, I scroll right by it.
Because it's funny, because you said, oh, Pet Sematary's out. Looks good. How does it look good, Hunter?
Because
the picture?
Because I've seen the original.
Oh, so you just, you know.
I assume.
You know.
I assume.
Well, the original's basically like a trailer for the new one, so you're an idiot.
Hey, you know what? Shut up, because you won't even go see it, because it's scary.
I'm not going to see it, because there's no reason
to. It's too scary.
You know what? I'm going to watch Barney reruns all weekend long. It is 7:12. I never got the weather today. It's supposed to be, like, all right today. I don't know, warmer. Tomorrow it's going to be, like, sunny and 75, so there you go. Good enough.
75?
It's going to be sunny and 98 degrees tomorrow. Watch.
Like the band.
Like the band. Like the band.
You like 98 degrees, don't
you? Who doesn't? You kidding me? Nick Lachey? Come on now. Dreamy.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
What was 98 degrees? Was it a band?
It was another one of the boy bands.
As a boy band?
Yeah, you had 98 degrees. They came out just a little bit later. Uh-huh. You had 98 degrees. You had NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
LFO. Dude, summertime girls are my jam, yeah. Dude.
I'm still sporting the Backstreet Boy chin strap beard.
Every single member of the bands had that. Pretty sure Justin Timberlake had that at one point.
He had the ramen noodle haircut.
It's going to be May.
May. It's May.
May. Yes. Yes, 98 degrees was the
You know, I will say Justin Timberlake turned out to be quite the badass.
Dude, he's awesome, man. He's fantastic.
He's great. Dude, he's good at everything.
But we'll always remember... Yeah. The ramen noodle hair.
Oh, the ramen noodle haircut, place. Man.
You gotta start somewhere, I guess.
You have to.
Anyway, today is national... Oh, wait, before we get to the morning dump, I didn't even say, hey, it's the morning dump. You distracted me.
Real quick, the ramen noodle thing. Did you see the picture? I think I saw it on Facebook. It was the two pieces of bread sandwich singing the ramen noodle thing.
Uh-uh.
And they're like, it's the new sandwich called the McStruggle. I was dying. It's so true, though. We've been there.
Can you even cook it? No, you don't even have enough hot water.
The McStruggle.
Anyway, Hunter distracted me talking about boy bands. It's the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. All them sevens, man. Visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe if you had too much ramen noodle hair.
Too much Justin Timberlake hair.
There you go. You might need that septic pump. Hit them up, pumpthatseptic.com. It's a National Deep Dish Pizza Day today. Good day.
Not a fan.
You don't like deep dish?
Nah.
I like deep dish.
I mean, it's not like I don't like it. No. But I think I'd rather have thin crust. I'm a thin crust guy.
I'm just a pizza guy. It doesn't matter if it's thin crust, if it's deep dish, if it's Hawaiian, if it's meat lover. I just love pizza.
People get really weary about the Hawaiian pizza.
I love Hawaiian pizza. I tell you what, dude, there's plenty of places. You get Hawaiian pizza with some, like, habanero dipping sauce.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, skip.
Did you see the picture of the guy? You cut up the pineapple, and then he put some pizza rolls on top of it.
See this? No, I love Hawaiian pizza. I really don't care. Whatever kind of pizza it is, I'll eat it.
Yeah,
I'll eat it.
I'll do everything but the old sardines. I'm not a big fan
of it. See, sardines aren't bad because you're covered in cheese and sauce. You can't even really tell that you're eating the whole fish.
Yeah. Leave the fish out.
Bones and all. Yeah. What I will say, there is Domino's has that new commercial out about, like, oh, you can earn points. If it doesn't matter. Just take pictures of whatever pizza. It doesn't matter if you made it at home.
Yeah.
I just hate the stereotypical New York style. No, deep dish. It's like you found the most, like, ridiculous Italian sound. No. Deep dish pizza. Come on, none of that flat pizza in a deep dish pizza. It's like, geez, come on.
All right.
Tone it down.
Bring it back a little bit.
Tony Soprano.
Pump the brakes.
A deep dish pizza.
Deep dish.
Come on, deep dish. All right, got it. You like your deep dish pizza. Mm-hmm. You can tell by your jowls. It seems a lot of men don't believe in the gender pay gap. Even though the research shows that women make 81 cents to a man's dollar, nearly half of men surveyed said they think the pay gap doesn't exist. 46% of male respondents said that they think the gender pay gap is, quote, made up to serve a political purpose. 31% of men think the media coverage of the pay gap is overblown. 21% call it fake news.
I'm going to bring back the old Bill Burr bit, man. You know, as soon as I can leave the Titanic with you and the kids, you get your 81 cents.
Hmm.
Is that fair?
You know, you get your dollar.
Dollar,
you get your dollar. Whatever. They're making 81 cents.
You know?
Yeah.
Is that fair? If you want to talk equality, we'll talk equality.
Yeah.
Because like Bill says, in the moment of a burning building, you and the kids get to leave first. Well, yeah. I got to sit there and
save the cat.
You know?
Yeah, it's never the woman going, I'm going to run in there and save the cat. It's, hey,
you know,
go save the cat.
In a hostage situation, you get to leave with the with the kids.
Yep.
Well, women I got to sit there
worried
about getting shot.
So
there's your dollar surcharge.
there's your 19 cent surcharge right there. I love it. Lastly, speaking of money, Jeff Bezos is
ballin'.
$36 billion poorer after his his divorce finalized. I couldn't find financialization. Finally, Jesus, God, he's divorced. $36 billion.
$36 billion.
That's what his wife got in the divorce, his ex-wife.
Which means he's worth 72, huh?
Something like that. Dude, $36 billion.
What a bitch.
Good God.
That piss you off?
Not really, because
she actually did stuff. She was part of it.
They've been married for, what, like 25 years or 20 years? Yeah, 25-year marriage. And she was also like one of the first employees at Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say,
she did have a hand in it. So
she did.
Yeah, so I ain't gotta.
She was with him before he was rich.
Uh-huh.
Give her that. It's not like she married him after he became a billionaire and then divorced him.
And she's not smoking hot, which makes it easier.
She's not bad looking, though.
Yeah?
She's not. What's her name? Mackenzie.
$36 billion.
Mackenzie Bezos. Yeah, 36. And she's not terrible. I mean, she's looking a lot better now that she's worth $36 billion. Yeah, she's...
Yeah, you might want to swipe right on that Tinder profile.
Yeah, there she looks good.
Yeah, not bad. Well, that's what $72 billion does. You better look okay.
Not a line on that face. No,
not a line.
Not a line
not
on that face.
Not one crow foot.
Good God. And anyway, there he goes. I just want to find a rich man to marry and divorce so I can get a bunch of money.
A man?
Is that too much to... For $36 billion, you better believe I will marry a man. Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of money.
Hell, I'll do it for a nice weekend out. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
How do you describe dinner at the Bistro on the Boulevard?
I'd call it fantastic.
You know, surprisingly, it was